My guest, attorney Kelly G. Richardson, I'm afraid to ask what the G stands for, might be God, co-founder, partner of Richardson Ober, based out of Pasadena. So Kelly does a lot of work on fair housing. And so if you have an issue with association fair housing, there's a whole topic there, disability, race, age, familiar status, feds and state. So it's a very complicated subject. Or you're part of an HOA, that's what Kelly specializes in. So there's a new HOA rule that includes a $100 cap. Well, what does that mean?
Well, Mark, the we had a major amendments in the midsummer to the HOA disciplinary statutes, which are Civil Code 5850 and 5855. Senator Wahab, who is from the, I'd call it the Southeast Bay area in Northern California, on I think it was June 27th. It was a Friday afternoon. She went to the people in the legislature, I guess in the housing committee, and she asked to be put into a major housing omnibus bill that Governor Newsom was very much pushing that had nothing to do with common interest developments. And she asked that there be some insertions to cut back on homeowner associations' ability to discipline their members. And so on a Friday, this was put into the bill. There were no hearings. There were no committee hearings. There were no public notices other than if you subscribe to legislative updates. And on Monday, the bill automatically passed the assembly and House floor, and without any hearings or discussion. And Governor Newsom signed the bill as an urgency measure on July 1st. So it's frightening how significant laws can happen literally in a blink of the eye if a legislator knows how to work the game. In any event, it is now the law. And one of the many things that the law does is it says that unless a homeowner's violation involves, jeopardizes health and safety of the community, the HOA is prohibited from fining a homeowner more than $100.
Well, I remember you telling stories about homeowners associations and when people did something out front to park their car, for example, or, when they were claiming they needed to do it because of a disability. What do you think of this law? If they had more scrutiny, you think it still would have passed?
I think if it had more scrutiny, I think the real estate world could have helped the Housing Committee and Senator Wahab fix some of the problems. But here's one of the biggest problems that I'm already coming up against is that because the fine is a maximum fine is only $100, if you have major economic-based or economically motivated violations, and I can think of mainly two, if you're operating a business in your home, and your association doesn't allow businesses, or if you decide to violate the association CC&Rs that ban short-term rentals, and you want to rent your home out for 3 days on the weekends, with a $100 maximum fine, I just add $100 to my Airbnb posted price, and I build that fine in as a cost of doing business. Now, what does the HOA do? It doesn't fix the problem. If I have a home-based business, every time the HOA fines me, it can only fine me $100 because I'm not endangering anybody. How does that help anybody? And so I think there are some violations that are economically motivated where this $100 fine gives the association, and this is the irony of Senator Wahab's work here. The irony is that the HOA is now forced to litigation as the only method of stopping that behavior. And I, as an HOA attorney, and I would hope most of the legislature, thinks that we're in the business of trying to find ways to reduce litigation, not increase it.
Wow. So if someone, like your examples, they rent out their house a short-term rental when it's against the CC&Rs, 3 days, they get fined $100. So Can they get fined every time they do it, or is it one fine for one time, or how does that work?
Well, I would think that each rental period, each 3-day weekend that they rent out, that would be a violation. And so if you imagine a 3-day weekend rental, that means that I, as the violator, I'm just going to add $33 a day to my calculated cost. And now I'm going to just keep doing it until the HOA finally decides to sue me, which is horrible. What about if I throw parties? I like to throw raucous parties, and I know that the worst case scenario now is $100. I'm probably spending far more than that on the food and drink for my guests. Who cares about $100?
When is your next party? I'd like to come. My guest Kelly Richardson out of Pasadena. I knew an old lady from Pasadena, and we're talking about the new HOA rule, $100 cap. So, how far can they go into health and safety? Unless health and safety, if someone has their own business, and they're running a business out of there, could they say increased traffic is a health and safety issue, so they can take that approach?
Well, the statute again, this was rushed through. So the statute says it has several holes in it. One of the holes in it is that it says that you have to designate in your rules which rules are protecting health and safety. Now, short-term rentals, you can't really, I think, reasonably argue that by itself a short-term rental is affecting the safety of the neighbors, just like having a loud party or just like having a home-based business by itself doesn't mean it's health and safety. But what they say is that the HOA board, if they're disciplining somebody, they have to announce in an open board meeting that a particular violation was a health and safety violation, which defeats the whole reason of having closed door disciplinary hearing, because you don't want to embarrass the homeowner in front of the whole community. But what we've been doing in our law firm is, instead of embarrassing homeowners now in an open session saying, "Well, Kelly, you drove your car too fast through the streets, that's a safety violation, that's why we hit you with $500." Instead, what we're doing is we're going through our clients' rules and quickly editing them and marking up in the written rules which rules are health and safety related, so that the homeowners all know in advance, ah, so if I speed in the association with my car, that's a safety rule. Ah, so I'm not going to be capped at $100.
I see. I see. So you said this came midsummer, and we're talking midsummer of 2025. Has it been around long enough for them to realize maybe they need to revisit this, or what are you seeing?
Well, I wouldn't presume to speak for the housing Senate Housing Chair or Senator Wahab. I know that in the HOA community, the HOA industry community, there's a lot of interest in trying to correct some of the errors. I don't know that we're going to have time to go into all of them, but here's two quick examples. The statute says that you can't discipline somebody if they correct the violation before they come to the hearing before the board. How do you correct a loud party? And it also says that if you come to the hearing and you tell the board that you didn't have time to correct the violation, but you're promising to do so within a period of time, the statute says the board can accept a financial security from the homeowner. It doesn't say if they have to accept, well, actually, I think it does. They have to accept the security. It doesn't say what amount of money, how much time you have to give the homeowner. Nobody knows. So it's either going to be court cases or it's going to be legislative action to try to fill these holes in this hasty legislation.
Do you think the senator lives in a condo?
No, she. I know that she doesn't, but I know she's not a fan of homeowner associations because clearly, if she cared about the welfare of HOAs and their governance, she would not have rushed this through without allowing anybody else to talk about it.
Yeah, it sounds like, maybe a good idea on its face, but kind of gone bad. If you're part of a homeowners association, this is great news. My guest has been attorney Kelly Richardson, co-founder, partner of Richardson Ober out of Pasadena, works all over California. Kelly, it is always great to talk to you. You bring a lot to the table, and hopefully I'll never have to contact you for representation. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.